The Cougars girls basketball team continues to see wins in their favor after they beat Glidden Ralston on Tuesday 70-26. After having 7 games in 9 days, head coach Joe Walm saw a slower pace for his girls, but they kicked it into 5th gear and put down 51 points in the first half.
Well, you know, I think the Glidden game, I thought our press in the first half was very good. We were a little sluggish on offense. You know, I told the girls, like, it was the first time we've looked tired after, you know, 7 games in 9 days. So, but after about a 2 or 3 minute spell where we weren't playing great, we kicked it right back into high gear and ended the first half with 51 points. I thought we executed very well.
With so many games in a row, the Cougars took yesterday off as they practice tonight in preparation for a good Exira EHK team tomorrow.
Well, actually, we took yesterday off, gave them a day off. We're going to get back in the gym today after school. Like you said, it's going to be nice to actually have a practice working on some fundamental things instead of just being in game prep mode. So it's going to be nice to have an actual practice, you know, and have some time to prepare for, you know, a very good Exira EHK team on Friday.
Looking at Exira EHK, the Spartans are led by Taryn Peterson, averaging 20 points and 3.9 steals per game, while Jalen Peterson averages 14.4 points and 8.3 rebounds per game this season. The last time these two teams faced off, Eva Stephenson put down 16 points for Cam, while Taryn Peterson had 35 as Cam came out on top 59-53.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the first game here, we were lucky to get out of here with a win. You know, and Taryn had 35 points that night. We got to do a much better job of not allowing her open threes. And it's very tough because she can, you know, she can really stretch the floor and take some deep threes and doesn't need a lot of room. So, you know, that's going to be the first objective. The next one, you know, like you said, the other Peterson, Jalen, she's a very good player too, very skilled and, you know, really crashes the old boards. We got to keep her off the glass. And then, you know, I think another wild card for them, is Hannah. Hannah, I think, you know, starting to play her best ball. She missed a good part of the season at the beginning of the year with an injury. Getting her back healthy is going to be huge for them, too. So, well, I'm just going to have to do a very good job on defense controlling those three and not giving them open looks.
The key factor this season for Cam has been their defensive pressure, especially in the press. Carly Dennis has been one of those sparks defensively, averaging 2.6 steals per game.
Well, I think this is probably one of our best years we've had as a pressing team. Our girls are doing a very good job. You know, Carly Dennis has really turned it up for us the last few games on the defensive end, and she's a spark for us. And that's this kind of stuff we need. And, you know, and I think that she's been huge for us, giving us that spark of energy when we're tired and stuff. She comes in, she makes a great hustle play. Doesn't always score a ton of points, but she does the little things that really, really help us on the defensive end. And, that, you know, that helps us lead to easier buckets and transition on offense as well.
Looking ahead, Cam is looking to see if they can earn a win on Friday to help put them in a good position for postseason action. With the brackets released yesterday, the Cougars are set to be facing off against the winner of Orion Maxburg and Murray on February 13th. Cam is hoping to carry their current momentum with them into regional play.
Well, obviously you want some momentum headed into the postseason. Right now we have that. Can we capitalize and keep it going? We know it's going to be a tough test on Friday. You know, rivalry game at the opponent's place, a little harder to play on the road, a place we haven't won a whole bunch. So it's going to take a lot of effort and hard work. But, you know, if we can get some momentum and get that going headed into the postseason, I think that would be great for our girls. So, you know, it's just trying to get back to that and get that momentum going our way.
The Cougars will face off against Exira EHK tomorrow in Elkhorn for a 6 p.m. start. KSLM 96.5 will be live with myself, Zach Collins, on the call with the pregame show starting at 5:40 p.m. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.